Next individual, please.
Item 1165, request of Colette DeWitt to address council regarding impact of rental relocation ordinance.
Good morning.
Hi. So I was here this summer to talk to you about returning to Portland after working overseas for 5 years and needing to pay my renters $4,200 to move out of my apartment or my condo. That's happened. I sold it. I paid the rent thing, got taken care of. Now I bought a place I can afford on my Social Security out in Southeast Portland, and I have another issue, which is I am living by, even my son warned me, can you do this, Mom? I'm like, no problem. They're squatters. They are criminals. There's criminal activity going on all the time. There was a fire. They started in the backyard trash a couple weeks ago. And this is sad. It's on the Humane Society Day. But I called about the fire. The fire department came. I warned them that there are these two pit bulls in the yard. And the anyway, eventually, the dog was shot. Do you remember this? The Portland police had to shoot a dog. So this is my new neighborhood. And I'm not complaining, okay? They're going to be gone because they're really saying, even to the police, well, everything was fine before she got here. So you have Mrs. Kravitz out there, right? But what I don't understand is how homeowners, people who have properties, who do, for instance, I had a property manager when I was overseas and took care of my property. I had to pay over $10,000 to improve my place after the renters left in order to sell it. I learned to refinish a cabinet countertop. Okay, I did a lot myself. How is it that homeowners are so vilified with this rental relocation ordinance? And how can you help homeowners like me who are moving into a place that needs improvement? Also, I live by Laotian, Vietnamese, Chinese, and young property owners, you know, first-time buyers. And I want this neighborhood to improve. It can. But the reason no one's called, there was an invalid living in my home, right? So now it's up to a 65-year-old white woman to call, and people are listening. What can be done? Two issues.
I mean, it sounds like this is a zombie house, perhaps. Do you know who the owner... Okay. I know it's a strange term.
Well,
so
no, they know the owner.
They do know the owner.
Yes.
Yeah.
A neighborhood response team, East Precinct, Robert C. Brown and Joe Young talk to me often. I talk to the coding department, a child protective. I mean, I call all the time.
So, but you describe them as squatters, but they know the owner. So are they there with permission or not?
No. Not that anyone can prove.
Okay.
I think they met in jail. Yeah. But it's been going on for years. And, in fact, their neighbor, I just met him. He put his house on the market. And he was practically in tears. And he said, I love my home. And I can't live by these people anymore. My wife won't live here anymore with me. So, you know, I'm a homeowner. I'm going to make it better. But on the other hand, I was vilified as a homeowner for renting my place out when I went overseas. So we're not all bad people. And that's what I think that rental relocation ordinance switched it over so that all landlords are people trying to take money from renters. It's not true.
Well, you may be a good landlord, but we have thousands of landlords taking advantage of a housing crisis, raising rents.
Okay, Chloe,
your time is up, and you are criticizing my policy, so I get to respond. Okay. We didn't vilify homeowners. We told landlords, if you are going 2, no cause evict or raise your tenant's rent 10% or more, which, by the way, is 3 or 4 times the average cost, annual cost increase, you will share in the burden that you are creating for your tenant and for the city. Now, it doesn't sound like you were one of those landlords, and I'm sorry that it negatively impacted you, but we had to take action to protect hundreds of thousands of renters who are at risk of displacement and homelessness. And that's all I want to say.
Can I say just a little more?
This isn't an opportunity for a dialogue. Feel free to contact my office.
Did you watch my previous testimony?
So let me do this, because the commissioner is correct. This is communications. It's not a game show.
I'm just wondering if she saw my previous one.
There is more to this. As I was listening to your testimony, there's also a public safety component here, and there's a policing component. And it sounds like you are in touch with your precinct. Is that correct or no? Okay.
Yes, I called
and if you need me to connect with somebody there, let me know, and you can.
I would like that. Do I just tell them when I?
Is Michelle still? Yeah, just talk to Michelle and give her your contact information. I'll follow up and get back in touch with you.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
And Chloe,
thank you for coming.
I wanted to be here last time so you could.
Thank
hear.
You. So very good. All right. Consent.